BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Lows on today, including some stunning Hollyoaks news on Real or No Real. Queen of the Tinder dates, Miss X, is back on with an update. More news on our relationship transfer deadline day, which is this Wednesday. If you're thinking of dumping someone, listen to this podcast. We've also secured a top reporter for it. Chris kissed a mouse, and I get stressed about my best man speech at a wedding this coming weekend.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, good. So what's all these stresses?
I've got to be a best man on Saturday, and I woke up this morning going, ah! Because I haven't, well, he might be listening. If my ex-flatmate is listening, I'm working on it. He was like, oh, the last time you had to write a speech, I was with you and you wrote it in the car on the way there because you were the passenger. I was like, yeah, but this is different. I'm spending time on this.
It's hard, isn't it? And you can't just get people to do it for you,
which
is a struggle for you.
Yeah, you can't, no.
I wonder why he's chosen you to be best man. It's an odd decision.
Because I'm his best friend.
Well, he's your ex-flatmate now, and I know
still
you
friends.
Really resent how, you know, she took him away out of your flat.
I don't, it's fine.
You had to learn to cook for yourself.
To be honest, it's been a bonus. Do you know what I've just discovered?
It's going to be something in a bag.
Yes, they now do beef in a bag.
Okay.
How good is that?
They don't.
I discovered it at the week. Yeah, they do. I saw it at the weekend. You buy the bag and the sauce, and like the mix in it, put the beef in a bag, in the oven, bosh.
So at Bag HQ, are they saying... Right,
I think they've made it
in
just...
a bag. Do you know what? I've seen the future. It's beef.
I think they've made it like a beef version because they know that I need more options. Because chicken in a bag is not cutting it anymore. It's been 6 months.
Have you done prawns in a bag?
No. Beef in a bag, chicken in a bag, salmon in a bag so far.
Pork in a bag?
No, just the beef, because you can't get the mix for the pork at the moment. So if that manufacturer is listening, if you could do a pork one as well, just to, you know, keep it a little bit different for me.
But what a big week for you, though.
Yeah, it's huge. I've been looking up all these websites about how to do a best man speech. Like, I have to do the speech and the rings and that. Is that it?
What do you mean, the rings?
I have to look after the rings?
Oh,
is that right?
It's so much fun. You see, for me, this wedding was always something quite far away in the distance.
Well, that's the trouble, isn't it?
I'm going to be there. I can't wait.
You're doing the disco.
I'm doing the disco, but I can't wait to see you do your best man speech. Everything that's going to happen is going to be incredible.
The bride texted me last night going, can't wait for your speech. I was like, all right, no pressure.
Oh, it's the biggest thing, Scott.
Apparently, this is the speech that everyone like looks forward to.
Do you know what you need to do? You need to open with a joke. So
no,
something like
it doesn't say that on my internet thing.
You raise up. Here's a good one. You turn up with a slice of toast, and then you raise a toast.
No, that's absolute crap.
They will love it.
No, they won't. Are you serious?
Do you know what else goes down well at speeches? Funny. Things that you can bring, like comedy boobs, that kind of thing.
No,
plastic
they don't.
Boobs.
No, so there's going to be grandmas in the audience.
They love that kind of thing, Scott.
No, they don't, because I've looked at various websites, including Hitch.com and artofmanliness.com, and it says on there, open by thanking those who made the day possible, and end the intro with saying, thank you to all those who have made it here today. It doesn't say anything about boobs or toast. Do you want to hear a bit?
What do you mean, a bit of the speech?
No, well, I've just done a little draft. I think he looks up to me as the brother he never had, and that's reciprocated as I look down on him as the younger brother I never wanted.
That's good. And you haven't paid a writer for this?
No, I might have got off the internet. I decided to use this time to talk about his achievements, so if you're waiting for the disco, I say it'll kick off in about 30 seconds.
That's good. I'm going to love it.
Full of jokes from the 70s, I think, is the way forward.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, they're telling me to keep it short. And don't drink. Yeah. What? What, not even one for a bit of courage before the best man's speech?
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good. You're going to be great. Have you actually planned it?
I've got a framework.
And have you got props?
No. There is a video.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
You've gone high tech?
Yeah, there's a video.
Should you
there's
be
a
doing
real
that?
Bit. There's a big stress about whether we can get a screen or not.
Wow.
Oh, that was all of yesterday on email from the wedding planners. It's been an emotional day, even the cake's in tears. I think I'm going really 70s.
I'm going to love it.
You love a good quip, don't you? A good one-liner.
Love those kind of things.
It also says, don't make comments about looking forward to the honeymoon while winking at the bride.
Yeah. No, you've got to be inappropriate. You've got
no,
to say
you haven't.
Things about the family.
Absolutely not. There's grannies there. You don't. And most of the people, remember, half the people there you don't know.
Are you... Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have any wines beforehand.
No, absolutely not. I might make a statement about me being sober at the beginning.
Yeah, I think, and that's... people will laugh.
Yeah, yeah, of course they will. Also, back to that Little Mix song. We've just noticed, right, so it starts like this. Reminds me of something. Do you know what it is?
Oh, the Russian.
Yeah, Kamalia.
Same.
Remember Kamalia? And her husband Zohor off of Meet the Russians. We took them to the 99p store. He's a billionaire. Video's still on the radio on YouTube.
Have Little Mix sampled Kamalia?
Kamalia, I hope so. Remember, Kamalia mixes pop and opera. Sounds a little bit similar to me. If you wanna feel my fire. Not the rest of it, just the beginning. That's why...
I'm very famous in Ukraine. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So are we going to do this relationship transfer deadline day? Because I feel that we're in too deep now. We've got to do it.
I think it's great. And I think the idea that we do it as much like the football transfer deadline day is a good plan as well.
Now, I've heard about this, but I've never actually seen the football one. So can you talk me through what happens and maybe we can make it kind of similar to the football transfer deadline?
You remember whenever the transfer deadline day is on and I sit here and I'm in front of, like, I'll put one computer with certain rumours coming up all the time and then I'll use the other one as a sort of video thing.
Mm.
Basically, it all goes off. It's like a massive, it's like a busy newsroom
okay. The
whole time.
We can create a busy newsroom, can't we? Yeah.
And the idea is rumours are coming in, you know, stories are coming in, who's going where.
Okay, so who's broken up with who? That's how we could translate it on our one.
Kind of.
And
yeah.
Do they have like correspondents all round?
Well, they have people all over the UK trying to look for signs of, you know, players maybe moving around. Maybe a player's been spotted in a sort of service station or something. But yeah, they've got these correspondents who would be reporting the whole way through.
Are they people that I would know?
Probably not.
Okay.
No. I'm trying to think what I can compare it to for you.
Is it a bit like when they used to do the hometowns on X Factor?
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like Stacey Solomon going, oh my God, I'm here with a face in your pizza. Look, a pizza with your face in. Oh, I've got the mayor here. Oh, God.
It's kind of similar to that, except you wouldn't necessarily have Stacey Solomon outside the Manchester United training ground.
But for our one, we could have like Stacey Solomon. Who else does things like that? Jeff Brazier.
I think, yes. It's really not. I kind of like how you're taking the elements of foot. You don't kind of want to get rid of them, but you want to make them maybe more show busy or something.
I mean, maybe, you know, Michelle Keegan up the Shard, Amy Childs.
Incredible.
Answering calls in the BT Tower. Can we do that?
Okay, I like this. Yes, what I want you to really embrace though is I think we should make this like a proper thing.
Definitely. This is Wednesday, yeah.
On the football deadline day, it really is like, you know, we'll suit up, that kind of thing.
I'm like definitely up for wearing a suit.
And it's busy and there's news coming in.
Rumours coming in.
And we go out to Wolverhampton or someone's there.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And we go over to Andy Peters at some point, maybe, if he's available.
Maybe. It depends if you want to.
No, I'm
involve.
Not bothered about that.
No.
So, relationship transfer deadline day.
But why don't you, is there something in you maybe getting in touch with one of your roving, Michelle Keegan?
Sure.
Someone...
All us X Factor hometowns people, now they don't do it anymore. We all still chat.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because you've been that person as well, haven't you?
I was in Worcestershire at a fairground with Cher Lloyd's friends and family.
Of course, yes. Yes.
But and I got mobbed.
But with this, you're going to be like the way I'm seeing this is you like the anchor.
Yes, I'm happy to be the anchor.
And then, you know, maybe I'm in charge of one, maybe the rumours or something like that. And someone else is out
okay,
and about speaking to people.
We'll definitely make it a thing on our show on Wednesday.
We need a reporter.
Yeah,
we need reporters.
Any reporters that fancy that fancy doing it that are listening? Obviously, we do need someone semi-famous. Anyone that's done the Hub can apply on this morning. So that's, Willis, Brazier... Solomon, Matt Johnson.
That would be incredible. Any of those would be incredible.
Yeah. So it is too cruel to dump someone over the Christmas period. All relationship statuses must be clarified by this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Anyone in a relationship after this deadline must remain with their partner until 3 p.m. on Monday the 6th of January. So think about it over the next couple of days because you've only got 2 days left and then you either get rid or you're in it until the 6th of January. Too cruel to dump them over Christmas. It's happening this Wednesday on this show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you might have to translate this for me. Ben in Daventry's been on saying, get Cammy as a reporter. It would be unbelievable, Jeff.
That would be amazing. So Chris Kamara, you've heard of him?
I heard of him, yeah.
So he's involved with, you know, the Sky Sports coverage. Mm. He's always at the grounds reporting back, but he's just a character. And I think we need to have people like him. I really am passionate about making this like transfer deadline day.
Is he from Sky?
Yeah.
What about the BBC?
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we could...
Mark Chapman? Well.
No. Oh.
Hugh Chappers? OMG. Why does he say unbelievable, Jeff?
It's just a thing he says.
All right, he's gosh, such, so left out.
He's such a... No, but you won't be because of Wednesday.
Right. So he'd be good for the relationship transfer deadline.
I think it'd be amazing. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
At some point we have to have Harry Redknapp leaning out of a car window. No transfer window is complete without that.
Yeah, I explained this one to you last week. It's just a thing that happens. I don't. I'd love him to get his views on this.
Yeah, I don't know whether they're breaking up. I haven't got no news on that.
No, there's nothing in it.
Nothing in it. I love that. So we're treating it like the one for football, aren't we? Only
yes,
with relationships.
It's going to be a full-on day.
Oh, I've got some great news. One of the team has his number, and on the line now should be actual Jeff Brazier. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Oh, this is brilliant. Hi, Jeff.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
You good?
Yeah, really
unbelievable
good.
Unbelievable stuff.
Jeff, have you heard what we're planning to do? We're doing this relationship national transfer deadline day, a bit like the football one, but with people going out with each other on Wednesday.
It's been begging for somebody to cover this for quite some time. December, obviously, it's a great time for new business with so many nights out going on.
Exactly.
It's a horrendous time to be dumped. It's a tough time for anyone in a relationship right now. You should be looking over your shoulder.
Exactly. So, I mean, what we're saying is it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, so the... window closes Wednesday, 4th of December, this Wednesday at 3 p.m. If you're in a relationship after this deadline, you've got to remain with that person until Monday the 6th of January at 3 p.m. I think it's fair enough. Just to create happiness.
What do you envisage the penalties to be if someone actually breaks the embargo, comes out of it, but ahead of time?
We haven't thought about
that. Need to think about that, Jeff.
Honest,
thanks
Jeff.
For highlighting that.
It's important.
Yeah.
People need to know you need to put the fear into people.
Yeah. Right. Well, you think you'd be perfect for this. So it's a bit like when you used to do those hometowns on X Factor. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you always interview the mayor.
Always. Pizza delivery guy was done once, strangely.
There's always a pizza delivery guy with, oh, look, it's the face of Leona Lewis in the pizza.
And we've named it after.
Yes.
Many.
Yeah. Always on. And also the friends and family, generally they've never met them before.
I always remember getting crushed generally every year.
By
lots of people trying to get their face on television for the 10 seconds that they were on us anyway.
Yeah, I got crushed by all of Cher Lloyd's cousins one year.
You did do one, didn't you?
Yeah,
yes,
God.
You did.
Now,
No, you didn't win that year, did you?
No. I went home on the Saturday, Jeff.
I'm pretty sure I was the curse, really, that meant that whoever I was covering was certainly never going to win because I didn't get one winner.
Not one?
The five that I did, not one winner.
Who did you do?
Yeah, can you name them all?
I can name four, actually. I know the most prestigious of all was, of course, in Portsmouth with Same Difference.
Sure.
I did Stacey Solomon in Dagenham.
Essex,
my hometown, that is. JLS in London.
Oh, good one.
And Ray Quinn in Liverpool was
Ray Quinn.
One of the first.
You did, yeah. Quinn.
I did.
Let's not forget, he came second.
He had the best chance of all, I'm sure. But there's
second
one that I can't remember. No idea.
You can't remember who you did it with. That's the thing, though, isn't it? With X Factor, yeah. They come and they go.
Come and go. Come as they please.
Now,
don't even say thank you.
So on Wednesday, Jeff, I mean, we're envisaging you on the streets, finding out what the people are saying, and if there are any rumours of potential breakups, you could be our man, because we love your work on the Hub.
Yeah, you've just got to ask people how solid their relationship is.
Yeah,
is there any other clubs interested at the time being?
Yes,
and if you
exactly.
say no, are you sure? Are you sure there isn't?
See, he's good at this.
Yeah.
Right.
Important
okay.
thing.
I think he's born to do it. Okay, Jeff, so are you around on Wednesday? Can we secure you?
I'm around Wednesday afternoon.
Oh,
yeah, is that when you need me?
This is so good. Yeah, from 1 o'clock on Wednesday, we'll be in touch.
This is amazing. This is coming together.
But thanks so much,
Genuinely
Jeff.
Genuinely worried about the British public. I'm
no.
very worried and concerned.
It's just your job to report it and report the facts the way they are, Brazier.
Unbelievable, right. Jeff.
Unbelievable, Jeff. Right, we'll speak to you on Wednesday then. Thank you.
All right, guys.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
People are asking what the situation is about loans again. No loans. Nothing to do with that. We're not doing any loans, are we?
Not our business.
No, loan deals, not our business. So excited about Brazier being on board for transfer deadline day.
It's great.
It's good news, isn't it? I mean, we didn't get the Jeff you wanted, which was Jeff Stelling.
Jeff Stelling.
But we've got Jeff Brazier, which in my opinion is a lot better.
And I think we'll just continue with the unbelievable Jeff.
Yeah, still
I'm
Jeff.
Just thinking who else. If we can get Jeff Brazier on board, I'm just thinking the possibilities of others that... Mm. I don't know.
I need to have a think about
either
this.
Either way, Jeff Brazier, great.
Really good. If you're using any talk about stuff on this on Twitter, then it's hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. It's got its own hashtag. It's building. It's escalating. The Scott Mills Daily. So many questions coming in about the transfer deadline day. Remember the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. It's this Wednesday. If you're thinking of breaking up with somebody, and only if you're thinking about it, all right? We're not having any influence on this. Martin in Southampton's been on. I'm happily engaged, but all this transfer talk has got to me, and despite no intention of leaving her, I think I might get swept along with the transfer deadline day excitement. No, Martin! It's only if you're thinking about it. I'm not taking any responsibility for that. I don't want to create any unhappiness. I just want you to do the right thing if you've been thinking about it to make yourself feel better and make them get out of the way before Christmas.
Don't worry, Mills. We're just doing the coverage.
I'm just doing the coverage, all right? Don't blame anything on me. We're just covering it, yeah? And setting the rules for when it's okay not to and when it's okay to again.
Yeah, because it's cruel to dump over Christmas. And that's the thing. We want everyone to have a lovely Christmas time.
Absolutely, yes. Someone says, my boyfriend slept on the sofa last night. Doesn't look good with the transfer window looming.
I like the couple of people that have sent screen grabs of text they've sent to the other ones, just saying, just buck up your ideas, yeah. Please.
Come on, love. Time to buck up your ideas. You might be off come Wednesday. So, very exciting that we've secured Jeff Brazier.
It's great. It's becoming a thing.
It is. It's going to be on this show on Wednesday. Listen in and hear the coverage live. Wouldn't it be great to get Jeremy Kyle as a reporter for the last minute breakups?
I don't know. I think it's...
Was that too far?
He's a bit too...
Get off my stage!
Yeah, I don't know if we want any
of that. A bit too, kind of forceful.
Yeah, we just want... We want people who are good at reporting. You know, but...
What are you saying about Jeremy Kyle?
Oh, I don't know.
First it's Dermot O'Leary, then it's Jeremy Kyle.
Oi, come on.
You don't think he's right for it?
It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I'd rather have, a decent sports presenter or another Jeff Brazier-esque.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about panic buying? If it's going to be like the football one, that's what some people are saying.
Okay, but then you're suggesting that there might be issues of panic dumping.
Well, yeah, you never know. Remember, it's fine to panic buy, as long as you're not going to dump them between now and the 6th of January. You can get into a new relationship, but you've got to stay in it.
Yeah.
All over Christmas.
Yeah,
That's the deal. We're only dealing with the dumpings here. I'm Scott. Coming up, it's Vampire Weekend, Eminem and Rihanna, and we get an update from Miss X. She's been going on all the Tinder dates and more. I think it's right to play a Christmas song now, isn't it? It's December.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Which one?
Starts like this.
Okay.
You can tell from the first bit of it.
Yeah.
This song is not famous anywhere else apart from the UK, and that's why I like it. No one knows it. No one knows this.
So why do we love it?
It's just a really British thing. No one's ever heard of this song in America or in Europe.
I thought this was a big classic one.
No, you don't hear it. I tell you what you always hear in America. There's a radio station in, I think it's in LA, and they just play, from Thanksgiving onwards, they just play Christmas songs. But they're, because it's America, they like completely different ones to us. So they're the most, probably not to them, but they're the most random bunch of Christmas songs you've ever heard. Mm. Do you know the most popular Christmas song in America? Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Really?
Is the most popular one.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh my God, we got Dylan Carroll to sing it one year. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You must know it.
No. And there's a few in America, of these random
they love
ones,
it. Oh, there's loads. And they're their ones that they like. But we're all about Mariah Carey and Slade and Wizard. No one else is. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. That just happened. Slade and Merry Christmas, everybody, on Radio 1.
I don't know if it feels quite right yet.
Is it a bit like when you hear a Christmas song in January or in August or something when it's really hot?
Yeah.
It's a bit strange.
It's quite an intense one, that one.
It's quite Christmas, isn't it?
I also don't understand that that's not a big song in America. That's
No, here we go. Look, on Twitter. I'm from Canada. I've never heard this Christmas song, but it's totally going to be on my playlist now. Never heard of this song in my life. That's someone from New York. Is it a classic in the UK? Hashtag interesting. Mm. Yay, Scott Mills is playing Christmas music, but what is it? That's from someone in LA. Never heard of it.
That's mad.
That's Slade. And Merry Christmas, everybody. You know the one they like in Germany the most?
What's that one
that Joe McElderry's just done a cover of.
No
Holidays
way.
Are Coming. Yeah, that's like a massive Christmas song in Germany.
The Joe McElderry version?
The original version.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, Joe Wishes. Right. But the original version from a lady. It's different in every country, you know.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Got a potential guest for Inuit and Bingo tomorrow, which I can't say about at the moment. But if it happens, that'd be great.
What's the point of saying anything then?
Oh, well, I don't. You know I like to tease.
What? Literally. No,
but I'm excited
pointless.
About it, aren't I?
But no one else can be. We're just doing
the admins on it, and then we'll be good to go.
You're one of those celebs that tweets that something very exciting is going to happen, and it.
Well, you know,
but
I do.
You can't say anything yet.
When we're in the pub, I go to the loo, and I go more on this in a second.
You do.
I actually trail forward to my conversations. I've always done it.
Yeah.
Just as I'm going to the loo. Anyway, you never guess what the gossip I just heard. Back in a sec.
Yeah. Right back after the loo.
After the break. Always do it. I don't know why. I just can't help it. I mean, potentially two amazing guests this week on Inuit and Bingo. More on this as I get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She's been on a load of dates on the Tinder app, but that's okay. It's Miss X. Hiya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Eventful weekend?
Yeah, fairly eventful.
Well, come
only
on
then. Only went on one date this weekend, which was quite low considering my previous week's performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very busy out there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been a little bit crazy, actually.
What was this date like?
It was good. Just went for, like, a few drinks and... Yeah, it was a nice evening. It was not too sort of wild, which is good.
But what number date was this with this person?
It was like a fourth date.
Whoa.
It was nothing like crazy.
Okay, so he's one of the regulars.
Yeah, he is. He's someone I've been seeing quite a lot of.
Just a matter of interest, how many regulars are there now?
Well, after our conversation last week, I decided to sort of reassess and have a look at who I'm going to continue to see and not see. So there's six that I regularly like talk to and who I've been on dates with over the past couple of weeks and who are interested in still seeing me.
Yeah.
So there's six of them. And then there's ones who I've seen over the past like week is like three.
What, so
hold
you...
on. Three. Hold on. One.
Can't keep track.
It's always the counting
two,
thing.
One. Two,
yeah,
three,
I think
two,
it's like, I think it's four, actually.
Right. So how in any way have you scaled down things?
Well, it went from six to four.
Yeah, six to four.
But you're getting there.
Yeah, but also I really thought about it this weekend.
Did you write a list of pros and cons for each one, like we said?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And like I was saying, it's a different situation, like, because it's Christmas. It's they're going to be meeting a lot of people, and it's that's like quite a key factor, I would say, is how they're going to be if I introduce them to like my friends and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So by relationship transfer deadline day, which I have to remind you is Wednesday, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm considering binning everybody off.
Whoa.
Yeah, because it's just so complicated. There's no one who I like enough to be like, do you know what? You're worth spending my entire, like, not spending my entire Christmas with, but like dedicating time to over Christmas.
Not even one of them.
Well, there's one who I probably like the most, but it's whether it's worth like sacrificing the odd like night out. Do you know what I mean? Because it means over Christmas, if I go out, I can't have a good little Christmas kiss or something like that if I want to.
You're my
favourite.
You know
what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, if I'm going to dedicate myself to one person, they need to be an absolute stormer.
Yeah.
Not someone who I'm a bit like, are you the best person to pick or whatever? Oh. It's a shame because I was seeing, like, one of the guys who I was seeing before was, I 100% would have chosen him, but he's kind of binned me off a bit, I think.
Oh, he's binned you off?
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, you can carry on in the situation that you're in. I think the point is here is just that we felt that maybe it's all getting a bit complicated, as you were saying. So actually, it's a good idea to maybe start again, or you just carry on as you're doing.
But it's a lot to do over Christmas.
Yeah,
six people.
I think it's a lot to do.
Now, remember, whichever ones you choose, you might choose none, of course, but whichever ones you do choose to carry on with, you cannot let them down until the 6th of January.
I know. Blimey. It's a bit of a... quite a commitment, that, for me.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, we'll keep up to date with you later this week, because I really want to know what's going through your head, all right?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you before deadline day.
Amazing.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so, you know, I moved into this new place.
Yeah.
And I've been slowly getting there with the bills and stuff like that.
How are the bills coming in? Are they got any red ones yet?
Yeah, look, it's all been dealt with. Anyway.
No, let's go back to it. So have you paid your bills?
Yes.
Have you?
I think.
Have you got? What do you mean you think?
Well, because there's a lot. It's my first time and there's a lot of bills about.
Pay my bills. Telephone bills. You paid your TV licence.
So, yeah, of course.
Okay, because that is a sackable offence.
Do you know what? That was the first thing I did.
Sackable offence here at the BBC if you don't pay that.
Which is why I paid it before I even stepped through the door. That's how...
Don't be doing that thing of trying to put foil over the TV so that the vans can't find you. Hey!
Or saying it's a microwave. No, nothing like nothing like that.
You're not a student now.
No. So things are getting sorted. Anyway, got the TV all set up and I thought on Saturday night I was having a bit of a night in. So as a bit of a treat, what I did is I took the mattress off the bed and put it in the living room so I could have a sort of, I don't know why, just a more comfy...
You absolute weirdo.
It is a bit
Who
odd.
Who does that? Thinking,
well, I don't know. It seemed right at the time.
You took the whole mattress off the bed. That's really weird. No one does that.
Weird. I know
the
it's
whole
weird.
Entire mattress.
I don't know. I just fancied, like, the freedom, like... I know it's going to sound well weird, but...
Just lie on the sofa, innit?
Kind of roll around a bit, but...
Were you on your own?
Yes. Anyway.
All right, then. Whatever
watching
you want
a film.
Uh-huh.
Watching a film.
Okay.
And I...
to explain it to me, what you're watching, it's all fine.
Good film. Do you want the name of it?
Go on, then.
It was...
Actually, do I?
It was a film called Blow, and it's...
I've seen that one,
Johnny
actually.
Depp.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's very good.
So anyway, watching this film, lying there, I've got, you know, the ice cream's on, I'm having a good time.
Hmm. Is it like in Home Alone?
I don't know. And
not seen Home Alone?
I'm trying to tell a story.
Okay.
So
where
I'm
he,
lying
where
there,
he gets left home alone with the ice cream.
I've started dozing off, because the film's gone on a while. I've started dozing off and I'm lying there and thought I saw something. And it's, you know, it's dark in the room.
You're on your own at this point.
Yeah, obviously. And then I'm like, surely not. Anyway, I start to doze off again. Then I sort of, this thing sort of crawls towards my face and looks right at me. Mm. It's only a mouse.
No way.
Yeah, got a mouse.
You see them from the corner of your eye, don't they?
Well, yeah, you see it kind of goes up.
Because they're quick. They're really quick. I had this all on air a couple of years ago. Do you remember I had terrible trouble with mice? Like, they invaded my house. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, you were just saying to me that they get disturbed when there's building work.
They do.
And, I mean, I recently smashed a window by accident.
Did you?
I'm worried that, yes. Just, you know, a sort of maybe a party that went slightly
wired. Have you had it repaired?
No, not yet. It hasn't been a priority. But anyway, look. So
there's a gaping window in your house.
So anyway, smashed a window. Landlord won't be happy. But
no,
anyway, look, we'll deal with that another time. Smashed window. I'm worried, is that what's disturbed the mouse?
Well, I heard, they told me when they came round that if there's any, when it gets cold, they come in. And also, if there's been any building work, then yes, they will come in. So have you been, like, moving the walls about? Have you?
Just
move the dividing wall.
Yeah, just a few changes that I wanted to make to the property. I shouldn't obviously be saying in case the landlord is listening.
You need to tell the landlord about the mouse. What kind of rubbish landlord have you got?
Well, yeah, one that doesn't reply to emails.
That's
at
awful.
The moment, because I've emailed about the mouse and... Mm. Anyway, so I need to get it sorted. It was kind of weird. It was like I nearly kissed a mouse.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it.
Oh. Mouse.
And it's like we've planned all this just for that moment. Right. Anyway, it's a true story.
You didn't nearly kiss
it, though. This mouse was right in the face.
Was it really nearly kissing you?
It was on it. Honestly, I looked up, looked to my right, and I was like, uh-oh,
oh, I'm
going to
kiss a mouse.
No, surely not. Oh, no. It's a little mouse right in front of me.
They're little, aren't they? But they go quick.
Well, quick.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm a dirty person. That's the first thing you think.
I'm not.
No, but you do, even though you know you're not, the first thing you think when you've got mice is, I'm an absolute scumbag.
You do,
I live in squalor. That's what I thought. And that's, I know that's, I mean, you'd have to say it, but I know that's going through your head right now.
It kind of did, but I'm not a dirty person.
I know, but you didn't brush your teeth this morning, did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Why?
You went out, you left the house really early.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, they hate that. Mice hate that. Like, or anyone with like bad dental habits, they don't like it.
So you're saying that I'm causing the mice
well,
to be there through.
I know you're not a dirty
hygiene.
Person.
I'm not a dirty person.
If the landlord's listening, he's not a dirty person. But he sometimes, like, he's in a rush, he doesn't brush his teeth.
Yeah,
that's
and if the
I'm
landlord
saying.
Is listening, you know, sort it out.
Sort it out, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. You a squatter?
No, I'm not.
Just saying, like, mattress on the floor, broken windows, behind on bills, etc. you can see how people would think it.
Do you know what? How many people have texted in saying...
Squatter's rights?
No, that the mattress is...
a thing.
Is a thing. It's
absolutely
fine.
Not. Who puts the mattress in their bedroom, you weirdo? Mouse. That was you?
No, and it was the living room. Anyway, you just make it more of a thing. Do you know what I mean? It just becomes more of a...
More of a room.
I don't know. It seemed right at the time. I know it's really weird to explain, but bringing the mattress out, it was just so you could have a bit more space to sort of...
Have you been eating crisps in bed?
Maybe.
Oh, you crispies are in bed. That's disgusting.
But it's not technically in bed when it's in the living room.
Right, okay, so yeah, that's true. So you can eat crisps on a mattress as long as it's in the living room. If you move it to the bedroom and that mattress is where it should be on the bed, then you're eating crisps in bed and that's dark times. You don't want to
either
do
way,
that.
Not keen on this mouse so, situation
no,
that's going on.
They're just saying that eating crisps in bed, the pest control has been on. That's the first thing that normally will attract the mice.
Eating
I'm learning
crisps
a lot.
In bed?
Yes, so don't do that.
Well, what if you eat crisps on a chair?
No, different.
How is it different?
I don't know.
Not different at all.
Don't ask me, ask the pest controllers. I'm not talking rubbish. The Scott Mills Daily. Sarah in Bath, hi. She's going skiing tomorrow. We need to get across this.
Yeah.
Going on the slopes, yeah. A bit of apres ski. Meet some boys, probably. And she's just bought a disposable camera for her trip. Hey! Are they still on, fun cameras?
Don't
Why
know.
Would you do that? BBC Radio 1. Daily. If you just tuned in to Radio 1, we're very pleased to announce that Jeff Brazier is now joining the team on the Relationship Transfer Deadline Day, which is this Wednesday, 3 p.m, Wednesday, 4th of December. Anyone in a relationship after that deadline has to stay with their partner until 3 p.m. on Monday, the 6th of January. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, so that's why all relationships must be clarified, whether on or not, by Transfer Deadline Day. We'll bring you all the breaking news with Jeff Brazier and our hot team and all the deadline day gossip from 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
We're basically going to make a day of it, like a proper big thing, like the transfer deadline day with the football.
I'm so excited to have Brazier on board.
Oh, yes.
He knows what he's doing. No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott and Chris are the last people who should be giving advice. Dumping should be only brought forward to the 4th of December if you're already planning for Christmas. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
Hashtag R1 transfer deadline day. It's all going on.
Gotta do the T's and C's. The Scott Mills Daily. Dan and Phil, hi.
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 I mean, there are a lot of big videos to watch out there today on the internet.
Big day for videos.
That's
on
right.
The internet.
Yeah, Tom Daly, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Revealing he is going to do series 2 of Splash. So, that was it, wasn't it? And also R1, which is predicting the Christmas number ones for this year.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to talk about what could be the Christmas number ones by hiding CDs in Christmas food?
Don't know.
It was a weird but fun situation.
I can still smell the chicken on my fingers.
Nice. I'm glad I escaped that one.
But someone stuffed a chicken with a CD. Someone actually did that.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, where can we find this video, please?
On the Radio 1 YouTube channel, there is a video where me, Phil, Scott and Jamil talk about the contenders for the Christmas number one. But the idea is that the CDs for the Christmas number ones have been hid in bits of Christmas food. So I think there was a bit where Jamila had to pull Susan Boyle out of a turkey's bum, which was as weird as it sounds, but kind of amazing.
I had to pull the fishwives out of some stuffing.
They're one of the contenders.
I love how seriously you took the reading of the Fishwife description as well.
If you want to see all the contenders for this year's Christmas number one before me and Jamila do the actual Christmas chart on the 22nd of December at 4 p.m, then have a look online. There'll be some ones that will surprise you in there, including Susan Boyle, who's managed to do a duet with Elvis.
She went back in time.
Don't know how she's done that.
With a Ouija board.
Exactly, I don't know. Watch the video and you'll find out more. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real.
Woo!
A selection of facts, some real, some no real, you know the drill.
Princess Eugenie is excellent at twerking.
That's the fact.
And that's it.
Simple as that.
Royals don't twerk.
They don't
twerk. Wasn't she the winner of, like, the best hat? At the royal wedding, wasn't she the one that had like, was it like the lobster one? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's incredible. Good. She seems like a girl with the lobster hat. I think she'd know about twerking.
I think
maybe
she would.
Also, I don't want to mention it again, but I did meet the Duke of Cambridge. That's right, Prince William last week. And he did say to me, I might go and do a duet with Tiny Temper in a moment. So actually quite down with the kids. So I'm saying that twerking is not out of the question for Eugenie.
Twerking is becoming more popular as well now as well.
Hasn't reached the royals.
I think it's 100% of pop culture now, twerking. I think it's done it. So
it's gone in the dictionary now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I bet, man.
She's watched a Miley Cyrus video at least once and had a go.
That's all you need.
So what are you saying then? You're saying this is real?
I think it's real.
Has anyone seen that picture of someone's Christmas decoration and it's a big bauble but with Miley Cyrus on the top?
Miley on it like a regal.
Oh, that's clever.
I really want one.
And do it.
I want one.
Who's going to be on top of your tree this year, Scott? You know every year you put... I think previously you've had Subo.
Susan Boyle.
Nice.
Didn't you have Jeremy Kyle one year?
Yeah, that was on. I don't know who to do this year.
Why would you want Jeremy Kyle looking down at your Christmas?
It's a talking point, Dan.
Talking
I don't know.
Point.
It's an icebreaker. I'll have to think about it. I don't know who really. It needs to be someone that's been big this year. It might have to be Miley, really.
Yeah. Mm.
Princess Eugenie is excellent at twerking. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
No real.
That one's real.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey. Oh, evidence to back it up, boys, there.
There she is.
Oh, wow. That is a picture of her bending down in front of a stuffed bear.
Having
twerking,
a twerk.
As the royals would do in front of a taxidermy grizzly bear, twerking instead of Robin Thicke.
Oh, one is twerking.
One is twerking.
What a bizarre image. It happened.
But that's real, so give yourself some points if you said real at home.
Yeah.
And next.
According to a 2013 survey, the most popular place to hide valuables is in a sock drawer, despite it being the most common place for burglars to look.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has a generic stuff drawer, don't they? Or it's like you pick something up when you're tidying, like, I don't know, in the sock drawer beneath the socks. So that's true. That's everything, isn't
it? That's the first place they look, the burglar lures.
But that's the thing, you think you're being really clever hiding it in the sock drawer. You think they won't
it's
rummage.
It's such a random place to put things. Yeah, no.
No, not at all.
So it's not. So I can believe this. There is, you know, obviously the first place burglars will go look.
Clearly real, yeah.
Yeah.
My grandma had £5,000 in her pillowcase.
Pillowcase?
Yeah. Oh,
did she just
incredible.
Like sleeping on her savings or whatever?
Maybe.
Sleeping on the money.
You know, it's
stuffed her pillow with cash.
Yeah.
Bosh.
forget
love it.
Just 20s.
Thing is, if they ever burgle your house, they'll have to get past the mattress in the living room first.
Well,
so
no,
that's going to be a problem.
No, I was saying, now you tell me if this is a weird thing.
Okay.
But I thought on Saturday night, I was having a night in. I thought, right, I'll move the mattress from my bed into the living room to have a bit more space.
But the entire mattress off the bed.
Right.
That's weird, Chris.
It's not weird.
Did you make a fort?
I would love to make a fort. In fact, I'm amazed I haven't made a fort yet.
A festive fort.
It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? Just like rolling around on the bed on your own in the mattress.
On a Saturday.
Just the
in
mattress
the lounge.
On a Saturday watching the film Blow with Johnny Depp. Bit weird.
Oh.
Anyway, hiding things in a sock drawer. Real or no real?
Totally real.
Real again.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
That one's real.
Good work, everyone.
Clearly.
What about this fact or not?
Home and Away was banned from Swedish television in 1994 for dumbing down the Swedish culture.
I'm not surprised. Why. I used to be an avid fan of Home and Away.
Really?
I had a brief dalliance with Summer Bay, yes.
Yeah, when I was at university, we all watched it together.
Yes.
There's a different disaster every week in that town.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And also, you'll notice, and we've mentioned this before, when people go running, they always have a perfect V sweat mark.
They do.
Only on Home and Away.
Am I missing
perfect
something?
V.
But why would that get banned in Sweden?
Because they've got their own hot people. They don't need Australian ones.
I see.
Everyone's hot in Sweden. We know this.
Every single person.
Not so much in Denmark.
Hot and intelligent, apparently.
So they don't need it. They've got their own programs with their own hot people.
How lonely were you at university for?
I was quite lonely.
So were they just your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were my friends. They were my beautiful friends.
It does get like that, doesn't it?
Mm, after a while.
Mm. And did you ever try? Did you ever go running and try and create the perfect V sweat mark?
I went to the gym once at university, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
Okay. So Home and Away banned in Sweden. What's everyone saying?
No real.
Oh, no real. I don't think that they'd ban it.
I have to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
No, ooh, they bloomin' love it.
On it.
Now, Chris, you need to pay close attention to this one, please.
Hollyoaks will not be producing either a Babes or a Hunks calendar for 2014.
Oh, right. So this is the real or no real?
That's basically the justification of Hollyoaks' existence, though, isn't it?
To make the calendar.
I thought that was the point. It was just designed to sell the calendars like Pokemon cards.
Hey, everyone, don't forget it's Grimmie's episode of Hollyoaks tonight on Channel 4 at 6:30, where he makes his cameo.
Wow. Check out that promo.
Half six tonight.
I actually saw that. He says words.
Yeah. This is the best one out of all the soap bombing.
For me, the Hollyoaks calendar is
it's a tradition.
As
it's an institution.
Traditional as mince pies. Mm.
It is an institution, isn't it? Yeah. Is there a reason why?
It is for him. He's been getting it for years.
His
nan buys it for him unknowingly every year.
It's one of those situations where she clearly gives my mum some money.
Yeah.
My mum buys the calendar, and then I have to do, you know, where you have to then ring and say thank you for the. And she's like, oh, brilliant. But she pretends that she knows what she's bought.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, thanks a lot for your present. And she's like, yes, I thought of you when I bought it. It's like, she doesn't know she's buying a Babes calendar.
So, Hollyoaks not doing calendars for 2014. How would you feel about that if that was true, Chris?
I don't think it can be true.
You'd be devastated.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
It can't be. I'm saying no real.
No real.
Just to break things up, I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
What? Whoa! No, why?
There will not be. This is from our from their publicity people. There will not be a Hollyoaks calendar this year. The problem is there are only 12 months in the year, and there are now over 50 cast, and they are all so lovely. It would be impossible to choose our favourites.
Really?
What do you mean?
But Hollyoaks is Chester's most dangerous suburb, so you never know if we have a smaller cast next year. That could change. That's from the actual Hollyoaks press and publicity office.
What, they don't need more killing sprees on Hollyoaks, to be honest.
Look at the devastation in his eyes.
No, but that makes no sense. Is that genuine?
That's
yes,
the genuine.
Got it here from Hollyoaks press office.
Why can't they be in groups?
Sorry, so the reason they're not doing it is because they have too many people.
Okay, stop the music. This is obviously big.
That's a lie.
Can we all just calm down?
Sinister reason that they are not telling
us. Who's the boss in charge of this? Then give me the email.
What's wrong?
But that's nuts, isn't it? I mean, it's
just not doing them this year.
I'm just really interested what you're going to get for Christmas now.
Yeah,
what's your nan going to buy you?
Yeah,
great point.
I mean, you
that makes no sense, does it? That
I mean, you've
too
followed
many
these
people.
You've
to
been following
from.
These since 2004.
Is there just going to be a nuclear disaster in the next season of Hollyoaks?
Yeah.
There's so
much sadness in Chris's eyes
Look
right
at
now.
His face.
No, it's not. It's just confusion.
Genuine disappointment.
It just doesn't seem like a valid excuse.
He doesn't like change, especially at Christmas time.
Yeah. Right? In December, they shouldn't be doing that to everyone.
When I suggested that for the first time in about 10 years, I don't ring Dial a Carol, which I do every year on my show, the University of Illinois, they sing you a Christmas song if you ring them.
Mm. Yeah.
He was outraged that we would ever change it.
Oh, Chris.
Are they releasing anything for Christmas?
No. Nothing this year, no. And at the end of that...
I don't know.
Well, did I get full marks?
Get it together.
I got Dan 50. No, Dan won.
Radio 1's transfer deadline day. You've just heard about it on the podcast. Remember, it is Wednesday from 1 p.m. Also, tomorrow at 1:45, someone else gets wet on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.